However, this Torah as well, I had the schus to learn together with my brother, my closest friend, my chavrusa, Shlomo Kaufman, and here it was very important that I learned this Torah with him. And you'll understand why in a minute. You know, in Parsha Pekudei, so when talking about the begadim that were made for the Kohanim, and talking about the Kalim, it's constantly, time and time again, Kashar Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, time and time again, emphasizing that we're doing what Moshe said to do, what Hashem said to do. The Medrash Tanchuma in the beginning of Vayera tells us, you know how many times it says it? 18 times. And the Medrash Tanchuma here in the beginning of Vayera says those 18 times are keneged the 18 brachos of Shmoneh Esrei, which are keneged the 18 vertebrae of the shedra of the spine. Now before we explain these connections, when I was learning this, my friends, see, I know very little, if any, about human biology, but my friend who's a world-renowned doctor, radiation oncologist in the Cleveland Clinic, so he and focuses, I believe, on head and spine. So he immediately, you know, is telling me what every single vertebrae is called, and says they're actually 33. Now, wait, so listen. So you said, no, you're right, Yisrael Meir, just hold up. So you said they're actually 33, but they're grouped in different sections, and you have the neck, which are the cervical, and there are, according to science, there are 7 vertebrae in the neck, and then there are 12 that are in the actual, like, back of the spine, which is known as the thoracic. Ben, you're holding it all this. Thoracic. No. Then you have the 6 that are in the pelvic, which are the lumbar, I think, lumbar. And then you have the bottom ones. Sacrum, whatever it is called. So it adds up to 33, but they're split into different sections. So it makes sense, he said, immediately said, they must be grouping them, you know, not considering all of the spine, but only part of the spine. But he didn't know exactly how to group it because there were no 2 parts that equaled 18. But he, my friend, the mom and Shane, you can't even imagine. So he obviously believed the Torah is correct. He just wanted to figure out what the Torah is talking about, which 18. So I went and did some research. And first I found that Leonardo da Vinci, who drew up some beautiful diagrams of the vertebrae of the spine, and was actually an expert in the human body, and was part of many times when they were, for whatever reason, dissecting a body and saw it with his own eyes. So he actually has a diagram where it's, and he has them sectioned off, and he has a section that has 18, or 2 sections. Because what is basically, there's one, the first of the cervical, which is C1 through 7. So the first one is known as the atlas, and the atlas doesn't have all of the bone structure. There's different, there's missing a spinous process, which the muscles are connected to. So if you take that out of the equation, you have 18 of the main spine of the neck and back, and that might be the possibility according to the diagram of Leonardo da Vinci, which would make sense. Therefore, Chazal makes sense, of course. I mean, we know Chazal makes sense. We're just trying to understand where it's going. The other possibility, when I called my friend and I told this over to him, he thought maybe, and there's another possibility, and this I actually saw somewhere as well, where C7, which is the bottom one, Chaver, just listen, the bottom one of the neck is really what you could feel. That's like the big bump at the bottom of the neck, and that's really the beginning of when you bend over, what you really feel and becomes part of the back. So you start with that C1, and then you have the 12 of the thoracic, so that's already 13, and then you have the 5 of the lumbar of the pelvic, so that's 18, and it would make perfect sense as well. That's what he thought would be MS. Either way, Chazal's MS. We just have to figure out what it's talking about. But now let's get back to the Torah. Chaver, what's it talking about? These 18 vertebrae of the spine, keneged 18 brachos of Shmoneh Esrei, keneged 18 times. It says, Kashar Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, Zokr Vavram Shor Shlita. I'm sure the Chaver picks up that I brought a lot of Rav Shor on my trip to Cleveland. So anyways, L'maisa, he says so beautifully, Kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe is complete hisvatlus to Hashem. Kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe is saying, I will do whatever I'm commanded to do by the Rabbeinu Shalom. Hopefully I understand, hopefully I connect to, but even with not, Hashem knows best. Kasher tziva Hashem. That's my life. I'm a vatal to Hashem. I give over to Hashem. That's what all of tefillah is about. All 18 brachas of Shemone Esrei. I'm not asking so much so for what I'm asking for, but more importantly, I'm recognizing that He's the one that could give it to me. And it's complete, it's vadlus to Hashem, knowing everything comes from Hashem, and I'm going to do whatever You tell me. The Kasher Tziva Hashem is Moshe is the same goal of how I walk out of my Shemone Esrei, with complete understanding and knowledge that everything is from Hashem, that Hashem runs the world, that He knows better than I, and that I'm going to give myself over to Him. So it's the same 18. That's the muster of Shemone Esrei. I'll never forget years ago when I walked into a particular yeshiva January to meet with Talmidim, one Talmud I sat with, and he was going through his Seder Yom, and there was no muster Seder. And I looked at him, I said, you need muster. And he said, I have muster 3 times a day. Every Shemone Esrei is the biggest muster in the world, Rabbi. It was an incredible chizik to me, and a different way of looking at my Shemone Esrei. I've never davened the same since. It opens my eyes, it changes me. I recognize all that Hashem is in my life through my Shemone Esrei. It's not my wish list. It's my hakara of the Rabbeinu Shalom in my life. And that He could give it all to me. Kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe, as I give myself over to Hashem when I follow Him, knowing He knows better than I. And what's that connected to 18 vertebrae of the spine? Whatever way you calculate that, based on the chesbonos we gave, those are the 18 vertebrae that you utilize and you use when you bend over and you bow down. Hishtachavia, which is so much a part of our Shemone Esrei, but is a representation of each and every one of us being mevatel ourselves to Hashem, of knowing that Hashem runs the world. Hashem is the one who created everything. Hashem is the one that does everything. Hashem is the one that's orchestrating everything. It's without His vatlus that I bow to Hashem. It's without His vatlus that I daven every bracha Shemone Esrei. It's without His vatlus that I say my life is going to be bound by Kasher Tziva Hashem as Moshe. We should be zoicha to feel that every time we daven, to give over our life to Hashem. And you'll know all that you'll walk away with is the greatest simchas chaim, knowing that Hashem is always by your side. Have a heilig, beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.
Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh